Welcome to this podcast of the key learning points for Chapter 6 from the book Strategic Information Systems Management. The concept of what constitutes the public sector is multifaceted and dynamic. E-government, digital government, is not just about the internet, but more widely the use of IS and IT to support governmental processes and interactions. Governments across the world are making use of IS/IT to enhance services to citizens and manage internal processes. E-government is a global phenomenon. Small and medium-sized enterprises are typically characterized by flat organizational structures, centralized management and decision-making, limitized strategic planning in the classical textbook sense, and resource poverty. The expertise, attitudes and behaviors of the owner-managers are crucial to the well-being and discretion of the business. SMEs are not a homogeneous group. There may be significant differences between two-person micro-business and one of the 249 employees at the upper end of the medium-sized category. There are significant differences between the public sector and SMEs relating to the size, complexity of the organisation, the role of the profit motive, and so on. In relation to the use of IT and IS and its management, there are some similarities between the public sector and SMEs. Organisations in both contexts can use IS and IT to enhance internal processes and to engage with customers and citizens. Both contexts may rely on external advice relating to IS and IT due to limited internal expertise in relation to the context they face. In interacting with customers and citizens, both contexts depend on the availability of appropriate infrastructures, e.g. broadband access. Both have opportunities to leverage emerging technologies such as Web 2 applications and so on. There is a need to, at a minimum, question and reflect on whether IS/IM tools and frameworks developed for and from one particular organisational context, e.g. large-scale private sector organisations, are appropriate in other contexts, e.g. the public sector and SMEs.